What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Yes. Yeah.
Welcome back, Metal Shop's Backstage Pass number 98.
Dude, we're crawling toward that 100 mark. We got to set up something cool. We can't just forget about it, guys.
Here's what I'm going to do.
I feel like we've known about this for a while. We have some time, man. We can't just forget about it, man.
That's like right when I'm going to be moving.
So you're going to forget about it.
So we're going to have to do like episode 98.5. And then 99.5.
And then 99.9. Hey,
yay.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Hey.
Whoa. Rim job.
It's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. I'm Ian. That's Kevin.
Hello.
And Ryan the Beard.
Hey.
All three back. I played a wedding last week.
Back to Backaboo.
In a barn.
Yeah, tell me about that.
It was awesome. It was
Let's
actually.
Talk about it.
It was super fucking awesome. So we played a wedding for my friend Buford and his new wife Claire. And it was like a wedding. Like, there was, you know, a bunch of old folks,
yeah.
Little kids, like, people all dressed up.
So it wasn't some, like, thrown-together punk rock shindig. It was, like,
right.
A nice wedding.
It was legit, yeah. In some guy's barn at a property out in, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Port Orchard or something. And, yeah, we played a bunch of punk rock songs at a f***ing wedding. And there was, like, little kids moshing. It was
sweet,
actually really fun. And it was all vegan food as well. So congratulations to those guys. And I cannot believe we actually made it through that in one piece.
Last week on air, I mentioned Buford, but I forgot to mention he sang for Blood Hunger. I was like, blood something, let's move on. But it's Blood Hunger. That was the band. So Buford, you're fucking awesome.
Congrats.
And your name is Buford, which is awesome.
So what's been going on this week, man? It's actually been fucking hot.
You know what? I got three words for you.
Are you ready?
Dude, I saw Korn, and you know what? You can laugh at me all you want, but Korn was f***ing sick.
Awesome.
And Rob Zombie was sweet, too. In this moment, to be honest, not a fan. I'm not going to say anything too bad, because whatever, like, they're corny, but, like, they were the metal version of Lady Gaga.
Really?
On stage, it was like this crazy theatrical thing. It was really weird.
They've gotten kind of big.
They're huge.
Oh, they're huge.
They're fucking huge, bro. But Korn was sick. They sounded awesome. And their new record, believe it or not, sounds a lot like their old, like, first records. They cut out all the dubstep stuff.
They figured it out.
Yeah, so they're back to the primitive.
Somebody probably got fired.
And then Rob Zombie was sick. But we actually left about three songs in because they played a White Zombie song. And then Sean was like, yo, let's go. Let's go beat traffic.
Yeah.
So we beat traffic. And we're good. And just been fucking hanging out, man.
Sweet. Dude, beating traffic out of that place is the goal. If you've ever been stuck in there, you know that you're just going to have to fucking sit there for at least an hour or drive around the other way through Enumclaw, which takes just as long.
It's the shits. The drizzling shits.
Because you're so close to Frugals, but so far away, speaking of drizzling.
Ryan, what have you been up to, man?
Dude, I've been doing a lot of the same.
You've been poke hacking?
Yeah, poke hacking.
Yeah, so tell me about how you stole some of Ian's Pokemon.
Wait, what? No.
You stole my Pokemon? I'll you up, Ryan.
What'd you do, Ryan?
No, I haven't been stealing Ian's Pokemon. I've been smashing on the gyms nearby his house.
Yeah, I was walking, and like I was saying, I always do this at night, so I walked down to the church by my house, and I was like, Fuzzpoof? What the f***? So I hit Ryan up, and I was like, is this you? Like, are you next to my house? And he's like, no, I'm like sitting in my room on my computer in Ballard or whatever. And I was like, all right, man, well, you better keep hacking the neighborhood.
That's crazy.
Hack the mainframe. Although, should you be careful about even saying that? Are they going to, like, come after you, or?
They're only doing soft bans right now. So
it, right now?
Yeah. You're getting that hard ban.
So what they're doing is...
You're getting that hard pokey. God.
They just make it so that you can't catch anything for, like, an hour or so.
They're like, you're a pika dick.
Well, it's kind of
sounds like an STD.
Because they spawn a bunch of super rare Pokemon around you, but you can't catch them. They just run away.
They laugh at you.
So they're like middle fingers back to you. They're like, oh, you want to catch this Mewtwo? Suck my b-. Suck them.
Suck on my b-.
So if you wanted to, could you go other places in the world?
Yeah, my roommate Adam has been hanging out in New York for a while.
So you have to, like, take up residence. You can't move around from 1 minute to, like, Tokyo to, like, Kansas.
No, you can't do that. The way that you do it is you turn the game on at your hometown, and then you slowly glitch it down to the airport, and you leave it there for a little bit.
Oh.
And then you turn the game off for 6 or 7 hours or however it would take to fly to the actual place. And then you turn it back on in that place, and you stay in that spot. But... if you use the game,
you guys are nerds.
If you use the game on your phone during that time, they'll ban the shit out of you because they figure out, hey,
someone at Niantic has a file on you, dude. It's like the FBI. They're like, we got to keep an eye on this motherfucker.
Hey, man, I've been keeping it local for the most part. Adam's getting ready to go to Japan with his account.
Damn, so. Ian, I got a question for you. So you're moving and you're looking for a new place. How much is like the amount of Poke Gyms and Pokestops in consideration for this new place?
I'm moving into a church, actually, is what I'm going to do.
Oh.
No.
Is there a lot of Pokestops and Poke Gyms by churches?
Yeah, it's just any big, like the fire station down the way.
Is this a conspiracy to try to get you to go to church?
Yeah, actually. You know what's funny? Actually,
because the Kraken is a Pokestop, and we all know that's the place to go to worship.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what I do know about that. Remember the old Mars Hill Church thing?
Of course.
They turned into Trinity Church, and there's one on 35th close to where I live, and every time I drive by it and get the stop, it says something about, this used to be Mars Hill Church, where they used, and I can't remember what it says word for word, but they trash Mars Hill Church.
Holy
in Pokemon Go. So whoever wrote the description for that stop was like, F- this place.
Well, that's all left over from Ingress because they just took all the stops from Ingress just morphed it into Pokemon Go. So there's all kinds of really, really hysterical stuff on all the stops.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was my LOL for the week.
There's that sculpture downtown. It's just two giant balls. And the description is just like, two huge balls. The word huge is all caps.
Two huge balls. Anyway, we didn't really talk about Pokemon Go, so we got to nerd out on you for at least a second there, Kevin. Sorry.
But Ian, so where are you going to be moving to? What hood, man?
Dude, I don't have any idea. Actually, on my calendar next week, when I take the month off, it has the entire first week circled huge in big black Sharpie, and it says, find new place to live.
Moves to Auburn.
So that's what I'm going to do next week, I guess. So maybe next episode I'll be able to report back something.
Yeah, I saw you said something about a spot in Burien. Not so much.
Yeah, that's actually happened a couple times. Finding a new place to live fucking sucks, and everybody knows that. But I got them to email me back and call me back, and then they just ghosted.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody hit them up and was like, well, I'll pay you a couple $100 more a month. I don't know. Or they saw my picture and they were like, that
he's got tattoos, long hair, a nose ring, and he smokes weed. No,
all through that's you can get all that through a picture.
Yep,
gotcha.
I assume so. Well, take one look at Ian, you know he smokes weed.
Come on, man. Yeah, you're right, though. I don't do a very good job of
it's the ginger beard.
That. Yep, it's true. Oh, the other thing I did this week that I feel like I need to vent on. Last year when I went hunting with my dad, I got a waiver on my hunter's education because he's been... Anybody born after 1972 has to go through a state-mandated hunter's education.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense. Makes me feel safe that when I'm walking around out there, I'm not going to... Hopefully not going to get shot by some fucking idiot. The risk is still there. But in order to do it, you have to take this online course. And it took me 6 fucking hours to do this online course. And Kevin, you know, sometimes when we have to go through some of the stuff at the station here, you got to watch the video, answer some questions.
Yeah.
Just so that they know what you're doing. It was like that. Instead, at the end, when you go to answer a question, there was like a 4 or 5 minute timer that you had to wait for after you read a paragraph to answer the question. So I had to just sit there for 5 or 6 fucking hours in front of this thing, and it just made me want to throw my... I was on my iPad, just fucking toss it out the window. Watch it explode.
That sounds like your own personal help, because those things piss you off. God, like, well, nobody's business. You bitched about it before.
You're just sitting there tied to it, and it's the only time I had to sit down and try and learn something, and after I was done, I actually felt... dumber. It's like that scene in Billy Madison where, like, sir, everybody in this room is now dumber for having heard you say that.
Damn.
So,
well,
it's out. Okay, cool.
But now you can go shoot some.
But now I have to go in and do the field course test in person where they're like, here's how you put bullets in a gun. It's, I mean, I get it, but it's just a liability thing for the state. And then once you do it, it's done forever and I'll never have to do it again. So.
Never again?
Never again. Once I have my ID and pass the thing, for the rest of my life, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well.
So it's like a lifetime driver's license.
All right.
So it's out of my system.
You're almost there, young shooter.
So there are some things going on in the world, aside from Pokemon and elections, which we probably shouldn't even get into, really.
Yes. Dot, dot, dot.
Someone's going to be like, I hate you forever.
And well,
we don't play that game.
Trap Them has a brand new song. It's called Hellionaires, and the album is called Crown Feral. Trap Them is f***ing awesome. They've been on Prosthetic Records for a while now. Their last record was really cool, and I'm excited to hear this one. We can hear a little bit of Hellionaires right now. It's Trap Them, new stuff.
Skip in.
Sick.
September 23rd. Prosthetic Records. Sounds like it's gonna be a good one.
So
I know, Ryan, I knew you were going to be all over this one.
Oh, I'm pretty excited. Keeping the new stuff train a rolling, Arsis has premiered the pre-production version of a new song, As Deep As Your Flesh, commented bassist vocalist Noah Martin. Our September tour with Scar Symmetry, Shattered Sun, and Painting in Exile is right around the corner, and we're excited to step away from writing and play some new material.
New jams!
You know, this song actually sounds really good for being, quote, pre-production. I want to see what it sounds like after production.
I love that the drummer's just playing in a garage.
Hey, man. Sounds awesome.
The wonders of technology. All right, I'm going to skip in halfway.
Dude, you skipped the best part
of the song you've never heard.
Yes.
So, no word on when we will get a new record from them, but shows that they're doing something.
Man, I'm stoked for that. Arsis is always so awesome. I wish their shows had better turnouts here in the Pacific Northwest. There's always just been nobody there, and yeah, it bums me out.
I've seen some awkwardly empty Arsis shows, and that sucks.
Yes.
See if we can change that.
New album by Meshuggah has a title and release date. In the new issue of Revolver, there is an ad for it. It's going to be coming out October 7th on Nuclear Blast, and it is called The Violent Sleep of Reason. Ooh. And that's all we got.
That's it. But
that's
at least,
it.
At least it's not an announcement of an announcement.
And it's going to be sick because it's Meshuggah and they don't do anything wrong.
But they're sneaking it in right at the end of the year, so it's going to have to go into consideration.
It'll go hard, brother. So, Brujeria is going to be coming to town. They got a tour going along with Cattle Decapitation. And they actually have just released a new lyric video for a song called No Exceptan Imitations, which is like no accepting imitations, I'm assuming, in Spanish.
Well done, Kevin.
They speak of that Mexican.
Well done.
So it's members of Napalm Death, Carcass, and Cradle of Filth, and Juan Brujo is the singer, but they have the new record. It is called Pocho Aztlan?
Aztlan.
All right.
Yeah, that first video, man. What was it? Viva Presidente Trump?
Yes.
It's a possibility, man. Brujeria is going to love it.
There's going to be a lot of material for them, that's for sure, if that happens.
Let's see. Max and Igor Cavalera are going to be doing a Return to Roots tour, North American trek, kicking off in Vegas.
It's going all over the United States, baby.
It's okay, so we didn't say this earlier, but it's Black Dahlia Murder, Combi Christ, and Allegion, All Hail the Yeti, and Oni. So that's the tour package. That's
and cool. Cavalera Conspiracy.
You know, there's a bigger announcement in this that we're completely missing. Max Cavalera no longer has the lobster dread.
Dread. I didn't see this. Wow. He's got long flowing locks again.
Blonde hair.
I thought you were saying like he cut it off, like it was over.
No, he just has long blonde hair now.
That's cool, man. That must have taken some time.
Yeah.
No joke.
And a lot of hair conditioner. I have no idea how you do that.
So that's pretty wild.
He salvaged it. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
And that's not the biggest news, by the way, Ryan.
So yeah,
maybe to you, the Unidread.
So obviously there is still a Sepultura touring the United States, touring the world, releasing music under the name Sepultura. But Max and Igor have taken it back and said, hey, you know what? That's our record.
This.
We wrote this. We're going to claim it. And they are going on tour and playing Return to Roots. So I would love to see it, honestly.
But they're not playing Seattle. Did we already mention that? I don't think we even
said and not play in Seattle. The closest they're going to be is like LA. So if you want to go to Dayton, Ohio at Odd Buddies.
Hey, let's go see him in Detroit.
Or maybe St. Petersburg, Florida.
I think you said we're going to Toronto, though, and you can't go back on me now.
Quebec.
Actually, that's where all the French Canadians are. Metallica's got a new book coming out. It's the Master of Puppets Back to the Front. Metallica, Back to the Front is what they're calling it. Get yourself Metallica book. Should we listen to... Okay, so there's two videos. One's James Hetfield, one's Lars Ulrich. Which one should we
James.
Watch? Ryan?
Let's do James.
All right, Back to the Front.
It's here! Finally! September 13th. This is available to you fans out there. I get to look at it right now, and it's pretty awesome. Very cool. The history of Metallica's Master of Puppets, everything... Plenty of things in there that I haven't seen that have showed up from all around the world, scouring the internet, scouring everywhere, people's basements. Anyway, this book is cool. Get it online, Metallica.com, or find it somewhere. It'll be in your bookstore.
Hey, remember when we played that interview of with Scott Ian, and I was like, man, Scott Ian's really smart. He does stand-up. He writes books. And then he got on, and it was just like, yeah, this is going to be awesome, and we'll see you at the tour, Rock Odd.
I think the quote was, yeah, we wrote a bunch of songs, and then we recorded them, and now they're coming out on an album.
Good.
And then we're going to go on tour.
And it rocks.
Okay, well, that's cool. Well, I'll probably pick it up.
It'll be interesting to see.
Atheist is going to be reissuing Piece of Time via Season of Mist. Pretty excited about this because that record freaking rules. Here's the quote from the label. Atheist was one of the first truly adventurous bands to break out of the late 80s death metal underground. In addition to their three early albums, Piece of Time, Unquestionable Presence, and Elements, being benchmarks of quality and progression, the band's musical vision directly influenced many noteworthy artists, both past, Cynic, Litter, Error, Death, and Pestilence, and present, the Dillinger Escape Plan, Necrophagist, and Spiral Architect, which is totally true. Atheist, that's where...
I remember I got that record right when we got Metal Shop, and I was trying to do some like brushing up on like the history of death metal and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Remember Media Fire?
Yes.
Oh, what a free-for-all.
Yep.
I feel like a piece of garbage. But hey, we're doing this now.
Man, that's one of the spots where tech death started, man. So
August 5th, it'll be back out. So go get that now.
Stoked.
Get a piece of history.
Do it. Deeds of Flesh have now parted ways with their drummer Mike Hamilton. Their announcement is, this was a tough one, but we, the band and Mike, all felt it was the best interest for everyone for us to part ways. By no means are we still not great friends and always will be. It was a great ride, and Mike was always there for anyone who needed any kind of help and to kill a drummer. We wish him the best in all the future projects. So Deeds of Flesh, f***ing sick band. And obviously, you know, he was a huge part of that band. If you can just take a look at his fucking drum set, it's huge.
Man, that's the thing. Like, getting a drummer is always the hardest part of putting together a band.
Especially a talented, sick death metal drummer.
Something happened. I don't know. Yeah, well, he's a free agent now, so good for him. In news that's not even news, the title of this is Marilyn Manson Behaving Erratically on Slipknot Tour.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really? Marilyn Manson, huh? I don't know. It says, though, the rumors are that he's been unsteady on his feet and offering pretty half-assed performances while rambling incoherently night after night.
Have you guys seen any of these videos? They're pretty hard to watch, man. They're kind of sad.
I've seen them, like, I've seen them, but I haven't, I just don't have the heart to watch that.
Yeah, it's sad. He's,
watching a train wreck.
I'm not sure what he's into, but it's not good. He is not going down a good path right now, and it's kind of a bummer.
They left a bunch of examples right here. It says, a bunch of the videos have come online, including a few where he slurs words before falling off the stage, which is a bad sign, rants about nonsense, yells at stage techs during songs, and just all around has a hard time staying upright. But at least Corey Taylor can spin kick somebody's cell phone out of their hand.
Truth.
No?
And Manson.
What? Come on, dude.
He's a sad corpse of himself.
Well, it's just weird because he made a little resurgence there. He was doing some acting. He was in The Walking... No, he... What?
Sons of Anarchy.
That's what was. He was in Portlandia, too, wasn't he?
That was Danzig, wasn't it?
No, Danzig.
If he was in there,
well.
I don't know.
And he made that movie where he was like a serial killer and it was supposed to be like a big budget actual, like, from a studio film.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Looks like he's, having a rough time, man. It sucks.
Speaking of other people who are having
a tour.
Speaking of other people who are having a rough time,
uh-oh.
Jeff Tate's putting out new music.
Ryan, come on.
Yep.
Well, remember a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about it, and you were like, we'll play it," and you were like, "Will we?" Well, here we are, Kevin.
We're talking about it at least.
Yeah. I mean, should we at least just give it a little spin here, real quick?
Yeah. Let's check it out.
So this is the Jeff Tate version.
Operation Tate.
This is called Left 4 Dead. Skipping in.
What I remember, the smile on his lips as the lid closed.
Don't look at me like that, Ryan.
Daylight was gone.
All right, I'm going to skip in. So there's that. You want to do a quick contrast here real quick? Let's play. This is the Queensryche from 2016. Keep it in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are in 2016 with those bands.
I'm guessing you can skip that album.
Hey, I said I would do it. We did it. Out of the way forever.
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 Okay, well, The Ghost Inside has a new music video for Between the Lines. This is interesting because members of that band...
All of the guys in that band.
Are now permanently injured. A lot of those guys in that band, one of the members has one leg now. There was a tragic accident in November 2015, bus crash, and it left a lot of them injured. It killed both the drivers of their bus and the
truck that they hit head on.
Yeah, so
semi-truck.
The footage in the video was filmed prior to the tragic event, though, so
it's kind of sad to watch, but it's cool. I just wanted to post that and reiterate, if anybody's listening to this, like the bi-yearly warning, if you're a touring band and you're driving a lot, don't take for granted that whoever's driving has got it. You know what I mean? Even if it's you and you're tired or whatever, pull over. There's a million reasons that you can die on the road. You're like 10 times more likely to die in a car crash than anything else. So just be safe when you're driving. Just like to iterate. And The Ghost Inside has already agreed to play the Warped Tour 2017. So
cool for them.
They're going to come back and do some other things.
On a happier note, Opeth is going to be releasing Sorceress, which is a new album that's going to be coming out on pink vinyl.
Nice.
Man, that is a cool, cool album cover. It's like a peacock standing on a bunch of dead stuff. So go Opeth for keeping it nice and classy.
It's a death cock.
Death cock.
In Flames has got some new music that they're working on. And if you didn't hear Metal Shop this week, Kevin launched a new campaign in
Hashtag
2016.
Make In Flames great again.
That's right.
Because at once they were a great band, they fell off a bit and they need to find their way again.
In January, they're going to go on tour doing support for Avenged Sevenfold and Disturbed.
I have a feeling
they
will
it.
Not make In Flames great again unless we make them.
They have a new DVD coming out called Sounds from the Heart of Gothenburg on September 23rd. So check that out. There is a piece, though, of this new record right here. Let's listen to it. I kind of like it. You know what's missing from that? The weird electronic shit that sucked.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's cool.
You might be asking yourself, what can I do? Because I too want In Flames great again. And this, sir, is what you can do. Sir or ma'am, we are all equal here in this fight. And so we need to go on our social media, because I know you have social media, whether you have Instagram or Twitter or Snapchat or Facebook. You must use the hashtag #MakeInFlamesGreatAgain, and let's see if we can make this a movement to stand for.
An international movement.
That we can get behind.
We want to harness the power of meme magic.
Something that we can truly, truly stand for and unite us metalheads.
We want to build walls of death.
Not walls of hate.
Making Flames Great Again.
Making Flames great again.
Well, they're going to have a new record out in 2017. That's the point. It's a late Christmas gift for all of you heathens. I'm an atheist.
It better not be a turd.
That's what you're getting in your stocking. Defeated Sanity has a new vocalist. His name is John Welshma, out of Warwick, Rhode Island. So he used to sing. He's been with them before, apparently. He's been a fill-in guy.
Nice.
So now they got a new singer, and they're going to be putting out a new record. Going to do a bunch of touring in 2017.
You can look forward to that band. They're f***ing brutal. Something I'm looking forward to at least hearing about. I'm not drinking these days, but if I was, I would definitely be trying this Guar Arctic Snow Vodka. All these bands putting out drinks. They're putting out the Motorhead alcohol. They got the AC/DC beer, the Metallica beer, and
dude,
now
yeah.
Guar.
There's so many I can't even remember. I'm telling you, man, new ways to get wasted.
Anthrax, Arctic Snow. I'm sorry, Guar. I was thinking of the Anthrax album. Anthrax has a has an alcohol as well.
Yeah. I want to hear it right now. Which one of you, which one of you can think of the first band that's going to put out their own absinthe? Who do you think it's going to be?
Hasn't that Marilyn Manson happened? Did
yeah.
it.
Somebody already did it.
It's already happened.
Marilyn Manson did it.
Oh,
duh! Come on, Ryan. I thought you were an absinthe guy. I don't know. I would never want to see you or Kevin on absinthe, especially. But Gwar, what are you looking at me like that for? Oh, you want to try some absinthe?
Yeah, bro. You should. I'm about to do some fucking absinthe. There's a huge festival going on down in Olympia, and this is actually a really cool one. It's not just like an average show. It is called the Migration Fest, put out by 20 Bucks Spin Records and Gilead Media.
Oh, yeah.
Just wanted to mention this. August 12th and through the 14th at the Capitol Theater in Olympia. Some huge doom and black metal and stuff. We got Mournful Congregation. We got a band called Kralis, Thou, Kowloon Walled City, Magic Circle, Vol, Forn, Chemist, Hell, The Body, Krieg, Full of Hell, Pale Chalice, Mutilation Rites.
Damn, that's a lot of bands.
Vastum, Christian Mistress, Nightfell, Dead to a Dying World, Alaric, Acephalix, Yatja. Honestly, these are Bellwitch. These are just the bands that I can like pronounce. There's so many bands on here that I can't even, I have no idea what it says.
What are the dates again?
It is August 12th through the 14th in Olympia.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's a really good lineup, when you can't read half the bands on the thing.
Yeah, is that what you go by? Is that the rule?
That's the rule of thumb. That's how you be true cult.
Crust Lord Ryan speaks.
Yeah, man.
We didn't mention earlier, but the Opeth, their new record is coming out soon, and they're going to be in town in Seattle on the 25th at the Moor. Doesn't say who they're going to be with, so it might just be an evening with
Opeth. It's going to be the Sword.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
They have a studio report here. You want to just tack that onto the end of this episode?
Let's do it.
All right. So stay around to the end to hear that.
Slayer's fans are notoriously heinous, and they kind of troll the band. They are always flipping them off. They're throwing stuff on stage. They're violent, f***ed up human beings that like Slayer. And they got ejected. One of them got ejected from San Diego concert after they spit on Tom Araya.
Oh, man, that's crossing the line.
It was a San Diego Comic-Con show.
For sure. So there you go, man. That's a dangerous thing to do at a show like that.
That's
man.
A really dangerous thing to do.
If somebody had seen you do that, ugh. I remember seeing Gold.
Was he able to like point out who it was?
Yeah, and they ejected the guy. Because he was talking to him like by individual. Not face to face because he was on stage and the other guy was in the crowd, but he clearly knew who he was talking to. I've been to shows where the singer's like, spit on me, and like 10,000 people spit on him. It's the nastiest shit ever. But don't fucking spit on the guy who's playing the show that you're at, especially a guy like Tom Araya who's been doing it forever and does it for the love of, you know, like, I don't know. That's bullshit. Don't fucking spit on anybody.
Damn.
I want to take this next one since these guys have always been awesome to me.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Lesbian has revealed details on their new album, Hallucinogenesis. Ooh. And this band is really, really awesome. I really hope that this album does well, and you should all go check it out immediately because they rule. Here's the quote from the band about the concept behind the album. Hallucinogenesis tells a fantastical story of a spore-filled asteroid that collides with Earth and forever alters its history in the course of consciousness.
Wow.
The impact of this fungal explosion signals the new dawn of creation called primordial existentialism.
Oh, pyramidal.
Pyramidal. There you go.
Existentialism.
Come on, Ryan. God. You should know.
As meteorites are pulled towards the sun, they collide, levitate, circulate, then populate. One of the few survivors of this catastrophe is
Cosmoceratops.
God damn it.
God, Ryan!
It's time to bow to the new lord of this world. I'm struggling. I'm trying here. Anyway,
Cosmoceratops, dog.
This album cover looks all kinds of rad, and these dudes are all kinds of rad, so make sure you go check out this band.
It was recorded and mixed by Randall Dunn at Seattle's Avast Recording Company.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. So that is that. Lesbian.
All right, it's that time in the podcast where we say some heinous things that you should never hear. And if you've ever wondered what any of these bands are saying, that's what we're here for. It's brutal poetry, too hot for radio. Tonight, Kevin is visiting a band that definitely fits the category. Their name is Gore F***. Off the record, or the song, Gore F***. Kevin, take it away.
Carving penis. Bursting foreskin. Consuming the downy pube. Down in the polluting irritants colony. I love to watch those insects suck blood from that spongy tissue. I love to bite your putrid to taste rotten, morbid perversion, sadistic sense of beauty soaked in muriatic acid. I love to watch it change color. I love to lick boiling skin. I love to smell the reek of acidification, rotten, morbid perversion, sadistic coitus compulsion.
Coitus compulsion.
Pulse during the torture. Excretion, exhale, stench of decomposure.
God.
Rotten, morbid perversion. Sadistic coitus compulsion.
Mm. Wow. That's.
I love to bite your putrid.
What did they say? I'll consume the downy pubes.
Robert Downey pubes.
Who takes, like, somebody took the time, wrote that down, and were like, this is perfect.
This is a good lyric.
Downey pubes.
That explains a lot with the song Gore F***ed by Gore F***.
That's about that.
It's the next big thing.
Making flames great again.
Amen. Hashtag making flames great again. All right, thanks for listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. We're going to play that Opeth studio video, and we'll see you guys again next week. Fellas?
Yeah.
Downy pubes.
Well,
later.
Brockfield Studios. I'm Mike from Opeth, and we're here currently recording our 12th album, I think it is. Let's have a look. It's a famous driveway up to the studios and the residential, the suites, basically. And it's a cloudy day in late May of 2016.
Well, we're in the Quadrangle studio, which is the second studio to be built here at Rockfield Studios in Wales. I think it was built in 73. It's got an SSL, I think they're called SSL, I don't know that, but it's a good console. It's got the old the old 2-inch tape recorder and a 1/4-inch, I think that's used for mastering maybe, not sure, but then there's lots of digital stuff and compressors and stuff like that. We have never recorded here. I picked the other studio, which we'll see later, because I had a Neve console and we worked on those consoles before. I thought they sounded good, but what do I know? Anyways, this studio is famous, so come on. This would be the recording, the big recording room, which is, it's not really that big, to be honest. This is famous for the band Queen, who recorded Sheer Heart Attack here in 1974 or 5, 1975, 4, and also Night at Opera, Bohemian Rhapsody, was recorded partly here. Not only that, it was recorded on this grand piano here. This old, what's it called? Buschendorfer. Bösendorfer. So this is how it sounds. You can hear the, I mean, Fred Mercury was a bit sloppy. So my touch is a little bit more sensitive, but it was recorded on this grand piano And apparently the drums, Roger Taylor's drums, were in there. Or maybe they're out here. I don't know. I wasn't here. I was barely born at the time. But like I said, we have never been in this studio. We never recorded in here. But I think most of the kind of big name bands that come to Rockfield or that's been here over the years probably picks this studio because of Bohemian Rhapsody. Whoa, windy. So this is the courtyard. It's basically an old farm. As you can see, there's horses and stuff. This is also a residential studio, so we live here. That number four would be my room. And it's nice and tidy, but I'm not going to show you in. Fredrik and Mendes lives there. I think Axe and Joachim lives there. And then there's like a dinner type area with a kitchen and a laundry machine and kind of TV room and a patio out back so we can sit and drink beer after a full day of hard work. Well, we're at in the kind of living room, hanging out quarters. This is where we dine, and we get like in-house cooked food. So we have two chefs cooking for us. It's great. It sounds really luxurious, and it is, but of course we're paying for it. This is kind of the TV lounge, but we don't really watch a lot of TV, just drink beer in here. And out there is like the paddock for the horses and a little patio where we can kind of hang out and again drink lots of beer. And that's the kitchen in there. There's the office. That's where Kingsley Ward, the legendary Kingsley Ward, hangs out, and his family doing the bookings for Rockfield Studios these days, or as it's always been. So that's it. Not much else going around here, apart from a few cars and horses, and at this moment in time, a rock legend as well hanging out here with me. If you listen closely, you hear our new singer. There he is. Got a growly type voice. His name is Dee Oberman. And we're going to walk and check out studio number two, which is originally the first studio here. So it should be called number one. And in the beginning, in the early 60s, it was up in that house. That was a studio. And that's now the residence of Kingsley Ward, the owner of Rockfield Studios. And then it moved to the upper floor of that house in the mid to late 60s, I think, and then move downstairs to where it's at now. And you'll hear sound soon, apart from the dog, you'll hear some guitar noodling, because Fredrik, our guitar player, is recording his solos right now, so it might get loud, but let's go in and check. Let's go in. And now we're in the studio. This is where the magic happens. And we got Tong here, 17. Mendes is sketching away. And Fredrik recording lead guitar. So we've got a bunch of guitars, bunch of pedals. It's hot as hell and smells a little bit.
Yes.
But yeah, this is where we've been holed up for the last 10 days, or not even 10 days or so. And just kind of finishing off everything with some guitar leads. And after Fredrik is done, it's my turn. So I'm gonna go drink beer.
Ah, lucky you.
And we're in the corridor now. And down there is the bog, basically. Nothing to see there. And it's got a warning red light there. Going into the recording room. I'm not really sure how old this studio is, but quite old. Here's some guitars there. So we basically wrapped up the keyboards. We had this thing kind of rented. which is like an electric harpsichord, which we never used before. Sounded cool. Hammond C3, which is on pretty much the whole record. The Fender Rhodes 88, which is a larger Fender Rhodes, and it sounds amazing. That's a Vox type of organ that we never used, and that's a M100 or whatever it was called, Hammond, that wasn't used either. Microphones. I just finished acoustic guitars. So they're still here, I haven't put them away yet, but that's the acoustic guitars I used on this record, and they've been on some of the previous records as well. Grand piano over there we also used, which is a Yamaha, whatever it's called. It's a Yamaha. And Axe has his drum kit still set up. It's a DW drum kit of some sort, I don't even know. And Mendes bass station here. A couple of Fender basses and stuff, you know. But this is where we did pretty much did everything, you know. All the drums, all the guitars. The guitars are in the amps are in a different room. You can't go in there because you'll go deaf. But the rest was done right here in 10 days, which is amazing, I think. That's pretty much it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.